WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A chase last night that began near Houston ended in College Station. The driver, 22-year-old Trevor Allen of College Station, crashed his truck into a fire hydrant in the parking lot of an apartment complex near Southwest Parkway in Welsh. Following a foot chase, Allen was caught, taken to a local hospital for treatment of undisclosed injuries, then transported to the Harris County Jail. It's been the better part of 2 months since the public school districts around Texas have received the last estimate of how much state funding they can expect for the upcoming school year. College Station Superintendent Clark Ely told the school board last night to wait on making a decision on how much more they can contribute to employee health insurance.
We're getting conflicting information on regarding to the available school fund, and we don't know that they'll be resolved till we see the next updated template. Some says we'd be losing some money off of what you've seen there. Some says we won't be. So we, in an abundance of caution, we need to really look and see what that next iteration of that template's going to look like for us.
The board did approve a 2% pay raise for next year, which is a net 1.5% after an increased retirement contribution. A special meeting will be held August 4th when the CSISD board hopes to implement a new four-tiered health insurance contribution plan where 90% of employees won't make less money than last year. Tomorrow's College Station City Council meeting is the first in a while to not include anything associated with a possible bond issue in November, but there is a possibility of a special meeting next week to consider proposed bond language. 2 weeks ago, most of the time taken during a council review involved a recommendation to build a new police department at Dartmouth and Krennic Tap. That would leave the existing building available to relocate existing city offices. City Manager Kelly Templin says the more than $3 million renovation cost would come from other sources.
I don't think a bond would be necessarily for the reconfiguration of that space. To keep the issue clear, if it does go on to a ballot, it should just be the police station or the police station issue. We will find the funds to renovate that building.
A Citizens Bond Committee also recommended a 7th fire station and a community center. A group of more than 20 concealed handgun license holders from Washington County will be standing guard today outside the Marine Recruitment Office in Brenham. Organizer John Dean says the campaign called Arm Our Eagles is aimed at getting federal officials to rescind the order that prohibits most military personnel from carrying weapons at domestic military facilities, like the recruitment center targeted last week in Tennessee.
This came about just from the sheer frustration of this whole anti-gun nonsense over the past several years, and it endangers more and more people.
Dean says their weapons will be concealed. However, other groups are doing the same thing in cities like Tyler and Cleburne, and they are openly carrying rifles. The BCS Chamber of Commerce has announced the winners of the annual recognition of minority-owned local businesses.
Sponsored by Texas A&M Procurement Services, who have been involved with this since we started it day one in their attempt to help us lift up those businesses who have historically been underutilized
sure.
in our community.
Chamber President Royce Hickman says tickets are still available for the Community Impact Lunch next Tuesday at the Phillips Event Center. This year's winners are HBI Office Solutions, House of Tires, and BoomFit CrossFit. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 76 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 7:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Cashin Dental is about more than just healthy teeth. It's about you. Dr. Cashin and our friendly team help you and your entire family achieve optimal oral health. Cashin Dental is equipped with the latest tools to protect and maintain smiles of all ages. We offer same-day crowns with the Cerex system, Zoom same-day teeth whitening, Invisalign clear braces, and in-office dental implants. At Cashin Dental, we don't just fix smiles, we create them. As distinctive as you are. Visit cashanddental.com.
Same great company, just a new name. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors. Find Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
Ready to make the commitment to be healthier, to be stronger, to feel better? Then here's the number to call, 693-6100. That's Super Slow Zone. You know the slogan, minutes a week, in shape for life. And that's exactly what it's all about. You stop in. Try the machines out. They have some new machines as they've changed their location. They're still right there on Rock Prairie Road in the medical complex by the Med, but they're now in the West Side building right there on the first floor. But they're pieces of equipment they haven't had before. And as a result, you go in, you try the equipment out, you find what you're looking for in exercise. Then they take a brief medical history, and you're on your way. 693-6100. You're on your way to a healthier you so that you can feel better every day. You go and you work out a couple of times a week. After a while, it shifts down to one time a week. But what you always get is attention, one-on-one work. That's what makes Super Slow Zone different. Minutes a week in shape for life. Call them at 693-6100, Super Slow Zone.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Hey there, good morning. It's 712, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure remains over the area. That leaves our weather rather warm the next few days. Abundant sun, a few clouds, and 95 to 100 for the afternoon high. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, 75. Looks to be partly sunny during the day tomorrow. Highs 95 to 100. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, a low close to 75. It'll be partly to mostly sunny Friday. Temperatures Friday between 95 and 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with Coach Kevin Sumlin going through the car wash at ESPN. If you don't know what that is, we'll share it with you here in just a bit. Also, we've got Aggies at the Pan Am Games. Charlie Strong weighs in from Big 12 Media Days and more coming up in sports at 7:50.
So what kind of car did he wash? Oh, never mind. Shaquille O'Neal says that the all-time Lakers team would beat the all-time Chicago Bulls team by 50 points.
No.
Yes. I agree completely.
Not by 50.
Okay. Well, all right. So who you got on the Bulls team? Okay, you got Jordan.
You'd have Jordan.
Okay.
Pippen.
Uh-huh.
Rodman.
No, Rodman will be playing President Obama in North Korea. But no. See, and then from there, where do you go? L.A., you got Shaq.
Charles Oakley.
Yeah, okay. Shaq, Kobe, Wilt. Yeah, Wilt. Remember him? Magic Johnson, Kareem, nah. 50 points.
No way.
50 points be easy.
Jordan wouldn't allow it, man. And he was that good.
Yeah. All right, so we've talked about for a while Google has been able to drive a car with nobody in it. Did you see what happened? Wall Street Journal reported yesterday. Now you got people driving your car for you.
Yes, I saw that.
Cars become more complicated, more computer-centric. That means they are going to be increasingly more vulnerable to cyber attacks. While it sounds a little strange, Fiat Chrysler automobiles currently are at risk, 471,000 of them, of being able to be hacked remotely. The car manufacturer, which includes brands like Dodge and Jeep and Ram and Fiat and Chrysler and Maserati, quietly released a security patch for cars equipped with the Uconnect infotainment system, which is subject to a major vulnerability. Kind of like Adobe, huh? Huh, Patrick? Huh? Like that? Yeah. Company is urging car owners with Uconnect to install the security patch immediately or visit a local dealer for assistance. A recent Wired report has highlighted two hackers able to wirelessly control a new, unmodified Jeep Cherokee via the Uconnect. They spent a year writing software which exploited the vulnerability of that web-connected system, basically ran it into a ditch. Okay? So, just let me know.
If you don't want something hacked,
yeah,
don't connect it to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes your car.
Yeah.
Why are our cars connected to the internet?
When did you ever think you'd say that out loud?
Why do you need to be? Because, you know, you can get connected to the satellite and it can tell you where to go if that's what you need. But or you can listen to some radio station if you want to. That's by satellite.
Oh, yes, tech support.
Yeah, I lost my reverse function in the latest update to my firmware.
But we have more important things to worry about than our cars being hacked. Apparently, women are getting Botox injections in their scalp to keep from having bad hair days. Right.
First world problems. The internet, and of course, it has to be true because it's on the internet, but the internet has dubbed the trend Blowtox, B-L-O-T-O-X, because the goal is to protect our hair blowouts from that drooping and frizzing which is caused by summer humidity and sweat. The Botox injections are given to decrease nerve stimulation from sweat glands. To combat hair frizz, dermatologists are injecting about 100 units of Botox around the scalp.
I can't imagine a needle being jammed into the top of my dome.
Mashable.com says it feels like 100 little bee stings over 30 minutes. The results are almost immediate, but pain, swelling, and bruising are also possible. How long if you got it, hair, does it matter?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. How long does it last?
No. One session can cost $2,000. The body wears down the effects of the Botox somewhere between 4 and 8 months. Then you need another injection to maintain the effectiveness.
Well, no, because by then it's winter.
Oh, by the way, in case it mattered, Botox in the scalp, not FDA approved. But there you are. Here's an inexpensive little try. Apply antiperspirant along your hairline before moderate workouts. You can also spray your head down with dry shampoo after a workout. It's cheaper, quicker, safer.
Why?
And you're not sticking needles in your... Because, Patrick, you've never had a bad hair day, obviously.
No, I keep it pretty high and tight.
Just saying, for some people...
So do I.
Look. If you've got $2,000 to spend every 6 to 8 months to get Botox injections in your scalp, then you care what your hair looks like every minute, okay?
Well, with the amount of money that women spend on their hair, I get taken care of it.
Okay.
I completely get it.
Okay. But for $100, I'll put botulism in a spray bottle and hit you in the face.
Very nice.
And I don't mean I will just hit you in the face.
Okay. Not going to spray it. Okay.
No, I'm just going to hit you with a bottle.
Yeah, okay. Once again, continuing our first world segment today, there's now a webpage, of course, for almost every subject imaginable, even the best celebrity feat. Daily Mail reports a programmer and animator has launched a database called WikiFeet. Boasts 3.2 million hits every month for... people who want to see the feet of celebrities, I guess. Yes. Although Eli Ozer admits that people are usually weirded out when he tells them about his job, they eventually admit it's pretty cool. Really.
So how do you get that on the runway? Can you be still for a minute?
Yeah.
No, don't spin. Move your feet.
Well, see, I don't know if these are bare feet or what. Anyway, if you care, Emma Watson has the sexiest feet in Tinseltown, followed by Selena Gomez, Katy Perry, Jennifer Aniston, and Miley Cyrus.
Miss Cyrus, we'll go to your big toe.
Terrible. All right, here's a new person for you to hate. One winner in Pennsylvania last night, $152 million, Mega Millions. The winning numbers, I'm not going to tell you because it doesn't matter because you didn't have them. There were two winning Match 5 tickets sold in New York and Texas for $1 million each. You might know one of them, and you might not.
I'd feel bad, but usually the where are they now in a year to 5 years is not good.
Yeah, you're right. They probably will be ill-advised, or there'll be an uncle you didn't know about who thinks he's a financial advisor. Yeah, you're any number of things could happen. So. Maybe the biggest story of the day in just a minute.
Caring for a loved one with Alzheimer's is a difficult and challenging experience, and it's one you don't have to face on your own. Hudson Creek Alzheimer's Special Care Center is the only freestanding Alzheimer's community in the Brazos Valley. We have licensed nurses on site 24 hours a day. At Hudson Creek, we support independence, provide a sense of belonging, and create meaningful moments for our residents. Hudson Creek is on Coppercrest Drive in Bryan. Call 774-0700 to schedule a tour, or visit JEA. aseniorliving.com. License number 102654.
How long is your summer chores list? Fence line, road repair, brush removal? Sioux Falls Prater Equipment has just what you need to take on the toughest jobs. John Deere 3E tractors. These workhorses come with 0% financing for 84 months and include a 5-year Power Guard protection plan. That's John Deere performance and protection you can trust. And the payments aren't bad either. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com. Offer ends August 4th, 2015. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See dealer for details. Exclusions and limitations apply.
Whether you're looking for a retirement treasure or vacation gem, at Hartman Realty Group, we can help. The Brazos Valley area is full of possibilities for you and your family. Our real estate professionals know the market inside and out. They can answer your questions and help guide you through the process of finding the perfect retirement or vacation home in Aggieland or beyond.
Make a smooth transition to the next stage of your life now. Visit HartmanBCS.com.
Valak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do.
Have you experienced the Malik difference? Turn to the experts at Malik & Carrier and get a tune-up for your air conditioning system and save $61 when you call this week. Safety check by factory-trained technicians. Our exclusive tune-up will restore your system to factory-fresh condition. As the Brazos Valley's number one air conditioning and heating company, we proudly feature Carrier as a Carrier factory-authorized dealer and service all makes and models. Call 776-2222 or go to MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort. License number TACLA 9262C.
Malik is making a difference for you.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas from Douglas Nissan. We're proud to be home of the nice guys. That's why we offer Nice Guy Care. You'll get 1 year of tire rotations and oil changes on any of our new or certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Come see us today at Douglas Nissan on Highway 6 at University Drive.
Pay good money for a sprinkler system for your yard? Well, keep it and your yard in good shape. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC provides complete sprinkler system service. Whether it's a leak or a broken sprinkler heads, ABC repairs it. And if your timer's not functioning, we can adjust it and answer all your programming questions. For sprinkler repair, call ABC Home and Commercial Services. Specialists for your environment. License 8348.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Good morning, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. It's 7:23. The exciting news, of course, is Sharknado 3 debuts tonight on Sci-Fi.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, that's enough. Might turn in early.
Yeah. Mark Cuban will be president of the United States among the stars.
Just letting you know. Typecasting.
Yeah. David Hasselhoff plays Ian's dad, Ian Ziering, and Tara Reid, of course, in this. Ann Coulter will be the vice president.
Bill Engvall will be the White House chief of staff.
Oh, that's perfect.
Lou Ferrigno will be a Secret Service agent, as will Neo. Is that his name?
Yes.
No, okay. Robert Klein's the mayor of New York. Jerry Springer is a tourist at Universal Orlando theme park. Yes, that will be Kim Richards, who will be one of the VIP guests. Penn and Teller, retired NASA lieutenant colonels. Chad Ochocinco Johnson will be a NASA technician. And Chris Jericho operates a roller coaster in Sharknado 3.
Well, no, wait a minute. What? So the professional wrestler is the roller coaster operator.
Yeah, yeah.
Chad Ochocinco works at NASA.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Pretty scary.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right, you think that's scary? I mean, that's just a movie. That's just a show, okay? I mean, granted, there's been three of them, but there might be Komodo dragons living in the sewers of Thailand. Tourists in Bangkok shot video of what appears to be a Komodo dragon in the downtown sewers. The clip shows the big old reptile hanging under a street grate. John Hernandez, a YouTube user, says people were screaming and pointing into the sewer, and there it was. I got the video to prove it. The Komodo dragon, of course, the largest living species of lizard. It can grow up to 10 feet long, weigh 150 pounds. Experts have not confirmed if the animal
was indeed in, is a Komodo dragon. It could be, you know, it could be, after all, an alligator or a crocodile.
Or the grandson of Godzilla.
It could, any of those. All we're waiting for is a nuclear accident for him to grow larger.
That would be Godzuki.
Yeah.
Them too. Yes, yes.
Anyhow, just letting you know, and it's apparently on YouTube, so that means it's true. 726, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. For two-way radios and a paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Unfortunately, the weather's not changing. Look for a high temperature today, right around 97, 98, something like that. Heat index around 104 or so. We'll continue that all the way through Tuesday and next week. No mention of rain in the forecast. Lows will be around 76, so we've got 77 right now.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, a big political event in Democrat Party politics is the annual gathering of the Netroots Nation. It's a collection of leftist bloggers, social justice activists, union thugs, community organizers, other assorted misfits. Now, this year, the Netroots met in Phoenix, featured Democrat presidential contenders Bernie Sanders and Martin O'Malley. Both were scheduled to speak with pretend journalist Jose Antonio Vargas about immigration. Now, O'Malley took to the stage and was greeted by protesters from the Black Lives Matter movement. They chanted, "What side are you on? Black people." And then two protesters took over the stage and explained they were tired of being interrupted. The Netroots crowd booed O'Malley for making the mistake of saying that all lives matter. They protested until his time was up. O'Malley later apologized for this huge gaffe. Now, next came Bernie Sanders. As an outspoken socialist, you'd think that he would have been the hero, but he didn't fare any better. He tried to make the case that the drive-by media is controlled by multinationals. That didn't work. He then used the old standby talk radio. He told a crowd, "Live in a nation in which 95% of talk radio is right-wing, including areas where Republicans have almost no support, but no dice." Protests continued. Bernie finally grew so frustrated, he told the crowd that he'd fought for civil rights for 50 years, and if they didn't want him there, it was okay by him. His time was up. The Democrats grew these obnoxious, intolerant, rude, and hateful protesters, and now it looks like the inmates are running the Democrat asylum.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now, because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime high traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 1515. We'll send you a free owner information kit. As an added bonus to new franchise owners, we'll also pay half the franchise fees. Hurry, this offer is limited. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 1515. That's readyforfresh.com, code 1515.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep Roots, New Ideas, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. 2 weeks ago, the College Station City Council was told to expect proposed language for a possible bond issue at tomorrow's meeting, but there's been a delay until next week at the earliest to consider if there will be a bond election, and if so, what might be included. The council at its last meeting wrapped up a staff review of recommendations from a citizens committee. Most of the time was spent discussing a $28 million police station at Krennic-Tap in Dartmouth. Consultant Chris Rubish told the council there isn't enough land to expand at the department's current location.
When the city needed to add some more space 10 years from now or 20 years from now or 30 years from now, it'd be like, man, why did they put the police station here? I can't expand any further.
Among the problems with the current police building is flooding in the basement and surrounding parking lots. Assistant City Manager and former police chief Jeff Capps says that won't be as big of an issue for other offices who move in if the police department gets a new building.
When we're talking about public safety, it's a 24/7 operation. When bad weather is happening, we're calling people in to make sure that they go handle all
the things. Fair enough, Mike.
and usually the rest of the city, when we have extremely bad weather, we send them home.
The Citizens Committee also recommended a seventh fire station and a community center. College Station school board members were scheduled to act on all employee pay and benefit issues at last night's meeting. The board was able to approve a pay raise that's a net 1.5%, with another 0.5% going to a state-mandated increase towards employee retirement. But the board was not able to decide on how much to contribute towards health insurance, according to Superintendent Clark Ely, because they've been waiting for almost 2 months for the state to decide next year's funding. What's unknown is if the state will compensate for an anticipated drop in money from the permanent school fund.
Through all the changes in the state funding system, we're moving from being so property wealthy down towards the middle. And so we're, like most everybody else, getting ready to be on formula funding. So instead of doing one thing and then going back and saying, King's X, we're not going to do that. We just want to make sure until we want to feel comfortable enough to see it in the next version of the template before we move forward.
The board did agree with administrators' plans to change the contribution formula. Instead of giving all CSISD employees one amount towards health insurance, more will be given to those with spouses, children, and family plans. How much will be decided during a special meeting, August 4th. That will give employees 10 days to make any enrollment changes. A College Station man is accused of leading law enforcement from three agencies on a chase last night from near Houston to College Station. According to a statement from College Station police, 22-year-old Trevor Allen failed to stop for a Harris County deputy. A DPS trooper joined in the pursuit, which ended near Welsh and Southwest Parkway, when Allen lost control of his pickup and it struck a fire hydrant in the parking lot of an apartment complex. Allen was caught following a brief foot chase and was taken to the Harris County jail after he was treated for undisclosed injuries. A group of more than 20 concealed handgun license holders from Washington County will be standing guard today outside the Marine Recruitment Center office in Brenham. Organizer John Deans says the campaign called Arm Our Eagles is aimed at getting federal officials to rescind the order that prohibits most military personnel from carrying weapons at domestic military facilities, like the recruitment center targeted last week in Tennessee. Other groups are doing the same thing in Tyler and Cleburne, but they are openly carrying rifles. Dean says their weapons will be concealed.
It's just, I think it's too much overkill with long guns. The way we train tactically with our concealed handguns, we'll be able to put up a good fight, God forbid.
Dean says after today, they will reassess whether or not to do it again. The dashcam video has been released of the arrest of Sandra Bland, a woman later found dead in her Waller County jail cell.
Officers pulled Sandra Bland over for not using her blinker and arrested her after they say she became combative. Dashcam video of the arrest shows Bland becoming irritated when the officer asks her to put out her cigarette and get out of her car.
Come over here.
Y'all are interested.
Come over here now.
You feeling good about this?
Stand right here.
Following her arrest, officials say she was found hanging in her jail cell by a plastic bag. Medical examiners have ruled her death a suicide. State Senator Royce West is a spokesman for the family and says they're asking for transparency.
That we want to make certain that, quote unquote, that people do not perceive this, anything we do as it relates to this investigation, as a whitewash.
He also wants the grand jury that looks at the case to be diverse. Austin York, TSN News.
The dash cam video is on our website at WTAW.com. Next Tuesday marks the 13th BCS Chamber of Commerce Community Impact Awards. Heather Barlow with the Chamber of Commerce says the winners have been selected for the annual recognition of minority-owned local businesses.
The award winners are HBI Office Solutions with Melissa Hodges, House of Tires with Bobby Gutierrez, and Boom Fit and College Station CrossFit with Charlie Lima.
Tickets for next Tuesday's luncheon at the Phillips Event Center are available by going online to bcschamber.org. WTAW News Time is 7:35 at 77 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Cherry Rufino team. Every step of the way, we are there for you. Go to cherryrufino.com.
David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange has an extensive selection of jewelry to fit every style and price range. New items arrive often, sometimes in multiple, and sometimes one of a kind. They buy, sell, and trade sterling silver, gold, fine watches, diamond jewelry, coins, and more. You'll find just what you're looking for at just the right price. Discover the treasures awaiting you at David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Open Monday through Saturday at 313 College Avenue off University Drive in the IHOP Center, right next to Harry's in the Stack.
Fall into fun with Bryan Broadcasting's Brazos Family Magazine. Find out how to keep your kids healthy with an article on the important checkups your child needs for back to school. And be sure to check out our after school activity guide. Brazos Family is a local magazine full of local stories. For information about advertising in this back to school issue of Brazos Family Magazine, call Sam Jones at Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
For us, it's about your quality of life, your ability to lift your grandchild, finish the back nine, plant a garden, or walk your daughter down the aisle. That's what's at stake. Not just the bad knee or hip or shoulder, but the promise, responsibility, and privilege of getting you back to your life, on your terms. St. Joseph Orthopedics. For us, it's personal.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them, whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants. ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
7:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them for yourself at Action Sports 202 Holloman Drive East or click on actionsportstx.com. Here we go.
High pressure remains over the area. That leaves our weather rather warm the next few days. Abundant sun, a few clouds, and 95 to 100 for the afternoon high. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, 75. Looks to be partly sunny during the day tomorrow. Highs 95 to 100. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, a low close to 75. It'll be partly to mostly sunny Friday. Temperatures Friday between 95 and 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
After about 4 days of practice, he said, "You can go as fast as you want."
That's Coach Sumlin talking about new defensive coordinator John Chavis during the car wash with ESPN. We'll have more on that. More on the Aggies at the Pan Am Games and all the Texas teams won, including the Bombers, with baseball yesterday. We'll cover that all in sports here in just a bit at about 11, 12 minutes
from now. All right. Bill Flores joins us from D.C. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Howdy, Scott. Great to be with you on News Talk 1620.
Let's talk about what legislation is pending before Congress this week and how that might shake out.
Well, we've got three bills that will be on the floor this week that are worth noting. The first is the Coal Combustion Residuals Act, which deals with stopping the EPA's treatment of coal combustion byproducts when they come out of power plants. The second one is a Food Labeling Act. The third one, which is probably the most, topical for the folks in Brazos Valley, is the Sanctuary Cities Act that's been introduced by Duncan Hunter.
Before we do that, let's go back to coal for just a minute. Now, is this going to be a directive from the EPA that goes into effect without any action from Congress?
Well, they've already tried to do that, and what we're trying to do is to stop them. I'm not sure how successful it'll be because the Senate usually doesn't get in line with us very well. Then the president vetoes everything that's good for the country.
Well, you certainly have some coal-producing plants in your district, so what is that going to do to us here in Texas? Because we do have a lot of coal in Texas.
It's going to raise the cost of electricity pretty substantially. And then it also raises the cost of our roads and our wallboard and stuff like this. Coal combustion residuals are inert products that have not been proven to be harmful. And they're also used in a variety of other products. And so if it's not available anymore, then your cost of wallboard goes up, which means the cost of your house goes up, the cost of building roads goes up. It's just another not well thought out idea by the EPA.
Well, and again, the fact that it can go in effect without the power of law, without the power of Congress, and it impacts our everyday lives is something that I think folks are frustrated about. We don't, and let's go with sanctuary cities now. Once again, looking at that may be you would cut funding for sanctuary cities, basically, on what levels and how?
That's essentially correct. What we're doing is cutting some funding to local police departments when the law is not being followed, when federal law is not being followed by the cities.
Now, Bill Flores joining us from D.C. A second Planned Parenthood video has come out that's just about as grotesque as the first one. With that in mind, is there any movement afoot in D.C. that funding for Planned Parenthood could be cut? And if so, what is that likelihood?
Yes, there is, and I think it's pretty likely. We've got to have some hearings first to find out. I mean, we could just pass a bill and say, hey, we're going to defund Planned Parenthood. And actually, many times over the last 4.5 years that I've been in Congress, we've introduced amendments to appropriations bills to defund Planned Parenthood. But the problem is that you have in the Senate, it gets added back in, and you wind up with a government shutdown type of situation. So we've got to change the thinking on this in the Senate. Now, the good news is I think the senators are starting to pay attention to what Planned Parenthood, the Democratic senators paying attention to what Planned Parenthood really is, in terms of being a murder machine. And as a result of that, I think we may have better luck. Now, but we need to have hearings and also figure out, do we need to change the law so that Planned Parenthood can't be selling body organs?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to move now to the shooting in Chattanooga. I don't think we've really gotten a chance to talk about that much. And the fact that now, after 5 days, finally the president has decided to lower the flags at the embassies and federal buildings.
That's correct. Now, when Congress came back into session yesterday, we were out of session when the shootings happened. And we got back into session yesterday. We immediately lowered the flag to half staff. Or actually, we put the flag up because it's not up when we're not in session. We put the flag up and then lowered it to half mast. And that shamed the president doing the same thing finally. But it took him 5 days. He could have done it on day one.
Bill Flores joining us from D.C. We've been talking for months, and the funding ended in June for XM Bank. They continue to try to keep that alive with a bill over in the Senate that they thought tied to the highway bill would have to pass. But it sounds like even that bill is in trouble right now. What's the likelihood of that getting out and being attached?
Well, Mitch McConnell's not paying much attention to what the American people want. And he's trying to do a 6-year highway bill that's only half paid for. And it basically reauthorizes the highway programs the way they are today, which means you're going to send a bunch of money to Amtrak, a bunch of money to transit systems, and you're basically diverting the gas tax to a bunch of other uses. Worse yet, it's only half paid for it. It's a 6-year bill, but he's only got pay for it for 3 years of it. So I don't think he's going to get out of the Senate, which means he won't be successful in attaching. I mean, he may try to attach XM to it, but I don't think he's going to be successful in getting the bill out of the Senate.
Well, then we still got to have a highway bill. And once again,
House has already done its work. It passed a short-term extension through December. And then Paul Ryan, the Ways and Means Committee, are coming up with pay for a 6-year bill.
Now, of course, the idea, too, is, once again, is Republican leadership not doing what they're supposed to be doing, and that's listening to the American people.
Well, in the Senate, it seems like they're not. I think we've done the right thing in the House. I mean, I can't imagine what the American people want, and it's different than what the House did.
Right. Well, we don't comment on presidential politics much, and I don't like to, but Donald Trump is a Republican, and Donald Trump is making headlines maybe for all the right or wrong reasons, but be that as it may, the way he looks at the way government is run is resonating with people. Now, as a member of leadership with a Republican study group, I mean, you You have the attention of a whole lot of people in Congress. What does that mean? The signals, not so much what he is saying, but the signal that supporters are saying that they're not pleased with the way Washington is operating. What do you do when you talk about that?
Well, I have to tell everybody that I agree with it. I did a Tea Party meeting in Freestone County on Monday night, and these folks are just mad as heck at everything, and I don't blame them. When I walk them through this process, and you kind of have to start with the Constitution and say, okay, the House can do something, and we've done a whole lot of stuff that the American people want. And then the next thing is you got to get the Senate to go along, and the Senate hadn't been very good about it. And the third thing is you got to get the president to sign this stuff. And, you know, I said, how are you? And then if he vetoes it, you got to get an override. So, you know, when you walk everybody through what's not getting done that they want to get done, and they finally figure out where the problems are, then they sort of understand the House is doing the people's work, but the president and the Senate are not where we'd like them to be.
Well, none of us are better off for that situation, that's for sure. Finally, Ash Carter spoke yesterday with Benjamin Netanyahu, and he said it's okay for friends to disagree. Obviously, Netanyahu not pleased at all of the deal. And I'd also like to get your thoughts on the fact that the U.N. Security Council went ahead and voted 15-0 to support the agreement, even though Congress has not acted yet.
The Iranian deal is a bad deal, and in Congress we're going to do everything that we can to stop it. I don't care what the U.N. does. I mean, my voting card's not for the U.N. The people of the United States of America elected me to office. They don't like this deal, and we're going to do everything we can to stop it. I'm going to go to Israel in the middle of August, and we'll have a chance to visit with Netanyahu personally then and find out what his reactions are. Also, the Republican Study Committee is planning on having the Israeli ambassador come speak to us, as well as one of our friends in the Middle East from an Arab country, an Arab ambassador, to talk to us about the way those two groups of folks look at this bill. Neither one of them like it either.
We'll look forward to hearing about that. Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Again, as always, we appreciate the time.
You bet. I'd ask your listeners to continue praying for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders.
All right, thanks.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Child's Dermatology. The Beta Lift X salicylic acid peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
If you're married with children, who's your first priority, your spouse or your kids? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Entertainment reporter and reality TV personality Juliana Rancic sparked a controversy when she said she puts her marriage first over motherhood. Her comments made headlines and spurred debate over how couples should prioritize relationships. One supportive commentator said, "Putting your marriage first gives the child a stable, loving home to grow up in." Critics on the other side say couples should make their children the center of the home. Husbands can take care of themselves, they say. Kids can't. Now, nobody is suggesting letting young children fend for themselves over a weekend so a husband and wife can escape to a romantic getaway. It comes down to this. Are the two of you acting as a team, looking out for one another, and lifting each other up in the eyes of your children? Or does your entire focus revolve around the tediousness of tasks involving the kids at the complete expense of your spouse? For Jean and me, we've tried to find a good balance. We haven't always hit the mark, but we never stop trying. Here's a paradox. If you become consumed with worry about being your spouse's priority, you're going to make yourself miserable. Don't keep score. Instead of worrying about what you're going to get, spend your time actively loving your spouse and your children and give everything you've got. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
When news breaks, he's there at the heart of the story.
There is no better way to show you the scope of our lead story than from the air.
Beating is the word we're taking right now.
It is, in fact, a taste of freedom.
When lives change, he's there to listen.
You want your child to be able to walk outside and feel safe and feel like they're important.
When it really matters, you can depend on him.
It's a lot to try and understand here and much to learn.
NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Honey, and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards & More. It is 7:51. ESPN is holding its annual Coach's Car Wash again this year, and this week it's the SEC's turn to take center stage at Bristol. Coach Kevin Sumlin made the stop, including the championship drive, where he was asked how things were going with new defensive coordinator John Chavis.
I said, hey, listen, John, we know, we feel comfortable with what we need to do practice-wise to be a good offense. In that two-hour span or whatever that is, we're on the field, our meeting time. How we put the practice together, you know, what do you need from our offense and what do you need practice show-wise to play great defense? I thought that was really a good mesh in the spring. You know, we slowed down our tempo a little bit to practice, and then after about 4 days of practice, he said, you can go as fast as you want.
The Pan Am games are in full swing north of the border in Toronto, and Aggies are doing quite well. A&M sophomore Shamir Little posted a top qualifying time in the semifinals of the 400 hurdles, while Aggie senior Chavez Hart advanced in the semifinals of the 100 meters during the first day of track and field events at York University. On a Big 12 Media Days in Dallas, the conference is tightening the NCAA rule on contact in football practices by restricting the number of tackling sessions per week to just two. That includes the game. National rules allow for three full contact days. UT's Charlie Strong was one of the speakers as well, and here's his overview for the Longhorns in 2015.
You're always looking for leadership. You're looking for discipline. We have to have a winning season. Last year, 6-7 is not good enough. It would never be good enough at the University of Texas. We know that we lost a lot of players on defense, returned a lot on offense, but we have to improve. But we also got to get our players to go play and go compete week in and week out.
On now to Bombers baseball, where after sweeping the East Texas Pump Jacks over the weekend, the Brazos Valley Bombers hit the road to take the first step towards repeating that feat, this time in Tyler. The Bombers opened the scoring early with four runs in the first and never looked back, beating the Pump Jacks 7-4. Coach Kurt Dixon was asked what it would take to actually get the sweep in Tyler.
Yeah, just keep playing good baseball. You know, you look in the middle of our lineup, 3, 4, 5, had 9 hits. We got on base, took our walks. Defensively, we made plays. You look up, you got one error on the board, and then pitching-wise, I think you got 2 earned runs. So if we all three phases show up again, you know, that's all we can ask for.
That makes 9 in a row. They'll go for 10 tonight at 7 o'clock. In Major League Baseball, the Houston Astros' Chris Carter went deep in the fifth.
Piazza is racing back. He won't get there as it goes into the Astros' bullpen for a 2-run home run. Chris Carter goes yard to put the Astros up 7-3.
Carter's 2-run blast lifted the Stros to an 8-3 victory over Boston. The Sox and Stros pack it all up from Boston, head to H-Town tonight. They'll start things at 7:10 this evening on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone, 102.7 FM.
Here's a swing and a high fly, deep center field. Going back is Blackman. He's at the wall. It is off the wall. It bounces away from Blackman. Chu is digging for third base. Here comes the throw. A head first dive. He's got it. A triple for Chu and a cycle.
Shin-Soo Chu hit for the cycle for the Texas Rangers as they routed the Colorado Rockies 9-0. Ranger manager Jeff Bannister sang Chu's praises.
Versus right-hander versus left-hander, and then to see him come around second base and in the night for himself with a cycle, it was incredible to see all of his teammates cheering him on and happy for him as well.
Until last night, Boston Red Sox All-Star Brock Holt was the only other major leaguer to hit for the cycle so far this season. The Rangers stay in Colorado for a late matinee at 2:10 on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone, 102.7 FM. And that has been a look at your sports brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards & More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards & More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More will put it there. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
The Cherry Rufino team. Find out more about our award-winning, family-pleasing real estate experience. Go to cherryrufino.com.
Well, you know, the weather is getting tough again this summer, and it has been for the last couple of years during the summertime. It's just hot and dry. And all of that might cause your yard or your landscape to suffer some. So, if you've got some landscaping needs, it may be some plant beddings, new ornamental shrubs, you want to do new plants, there's one name to call. That's ABC Home and Commercial Services. Plus, if you're interested in some kind of gravel work or rock or different kind of stone features, ABC will be glad to send out an expert free of charge to help you do some landscape planting. If you're thinking about adding some plants or landscaping that is drought resistant, then they can make suggestions and answer some of your questions for you. Lots of folks are thinking about drought resistant landscaping. Yeah, we did have a lush spring and early in the year, but right now, I mean, you're having to work hard to keep that stuff green. So maybe taking a new approach, a new look in your landscape is the way to go. ABC is known for that kind of work to be able to help you whenever you've got questions, concerns, ways to make it easier for you to have a landscape that you can be pleased to have and easy to maintain. Call Bobby Jenkins, 8M Class of 81, ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
If it's hard for you to hear, can you hear me now?
Call Ronnie Baker. Ronnie is the only hearing aid specialist to offer a 90-day free trial. Ronnie works 6 days a week, accepts all insurance, is located on East 29th in Bryan, just south of the DQ, and has offices in Madisonville and Hearn. And Ronnie even makes house calls. Yes, Ronnie Baker makes house calls. Ronnie is the only hearing aid specialist to offer a 90-day free trial. Ronnie's been helping people improve their hearing for over 35 years. Trouble hearing? Call Ronnie Baker, 776-5875, 776-5875.
At a time of loss, the last thing you want is for your loved one to be transported to and from out-of-town facilities. Callaway Jones Funeral Home is the only local funeral home to own and operate its own crematory. At Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory, your family member will be cared for in a local facility by people you know and trust. When you choose Callaway Jones, you're not hiring a subcontractor. You're hiring a friend. Callaway Jones, locally and family-owned for 5 generations. Visit CallawayJones.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. I know you were pressed for time, so you didn't have time to do the French language Scrabble World Championship, right?
The okay. Spanish language what?
French. French.